Intervju Radija Student.
En lep pozdrav. Zdaj le bomo najprej naredili intervju in pol povedali, zakaj ga delamo. Z nami na liniji je namreč gospod, ki sliši na ime Gifted Unlimited Rhymes Universe, oziroma na krajš Guru. Hello, Guru.
Peace, what's going on, guys?
Nothing. We're just waiting to have an interview with you. So, I guess you're pretty tired and you want to go to sleep for a couple of hours.
Nah, I'm not tired.
You're not tired?
Ah, no, okay. I love this. Okay.
How did you travel?
We came from...
From?
We've started out in Paris, but... Then we did two shows in Paris. In France. Paris and Marseille. Then we did three shows in Spain. And now...
You're in Ljubljana.
Mannheim and we're here now.
Okay, so let's go to some serious questions. I guess you heard it all
before. First I gotta shout out everybody that's coming out tonight to the show. Siska. You're gonna be at the Kino Siska and you should be there. Anybody listening should be there. It's the number one hip hop jazz on the planet.
Okay. We will tell this in Slovenian language too in after your interview, the people will know. Do you think hip hop needs a thorough renovation at this moment? Maybe.
I mean, the renovation is happening. That's what myself and my partner Solar do. That's what 7 Grand Record is all about. You know, bringing something new to the table, bringing some balance to the table. And like you said, renovation of hip hop. The resurrection, it's all of that, rejuvenation.
Okay. What's the deal with your 7th Grand Records label? Before you were on like major label and now you're on your own. So what are those creative differences between
it's much more freer environment because I'm able to be in control of my creative destiny, so to speak. Everything before that was just like, you know, I was doing something that in dealing with people that wanted things done and for the betterment of their own, you know, whatever they wanted.
Okay. Where did you actually met your new producer Solar?
I'll leave those questions for him. He's right here. So.
Ah, okay. We will ask him afterwards. Tell me what's the difference between doing jazzmatazz records with like live musicians, jazz musicians, and like typical hip hop in the form of DJ and MC.
Well, I love both, but of course, the raw hip hop is my roots. You know. I am Gangstar. You know, you can call me Guru, or you can call me AKA Mr. Gangstar. So I've got that raw hip hop in my roots. But jazzmatazz is something that just it came about because everybody was sampling, you know, jazz at the time I came onto the scene, and I was like, I want to take it further than that and actually get the jazz musicians to play live and actually get world class vocalist to join in. So it's hip hop plus.
Okay. And you're presenting your newest record, Lost and Found 8 and 0.
Yeah, Guru 8.0, Lost and Found, right.
Yeah. But what topics are you actually addressing on
the album? You could listen to the title track and kind of get a whole overall view of what the album represents. The title track is called Lost and Found, and it talks about hip-hop, that hip-hop's been tossed into the lost and found, that hip-hop's been lost, but it's found here at 7 Grand with myself and Solar, and what we bring it to the table. It's not a hip-hop record for, you know, 95 or 2000. It's not going back, because you can't go back. We go back to the future. So it's a real hip hop record for 2009.
Okay. But you're currently on tour and playing with some really good musicians. Where did you find those guys?
That's another Solar question, so you can ask.
Okay, okay.
Solar's the producer of the show, and also, you know, of course, NYC's brightest new producer, and giving me the sound that's perfect for me to add a great new chapter onto my career.
Okay. So I guess we could expect some new albums with Solar. What about DJ Premier? You won't work with him anymore? Or?
Like I said before, I am Gangstar. So wherever I go, you're going to see Gangstar represented in whatever I do. So that's my answer to that.
So today we'll play new songs and the old songs.
Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, whatever I do in the future is still going to be representing Gangstar because I am Gangstar.
Okay, but what's with the foundation, with Big Shug, with...
No, I mean, those guys, everybody's grown, you know, so everybody's grown and branched off to do their own thing. I haven't talked to them, but, you know, they haven't called me either, but it's all good, it's all, you know, it's all love. Well, I wish them the best.
Okay. Okay, I guess that's it. We are kind of short, but we will talk after the concert. And please give me Solar on that.
Hold on, yes. It was nice talking to you too.
Okay.
Peace.
Thank you, bye, peace. Hello. Okay. Hello?
Yes, it's Solar speaking.
Okay. Hello, Solar. Nice to hear from you too.
Yes, likewise. It's great to be here. I love you. Very nice country.
I got like two questions which Guru said you will answer.
Yeah.
So the first one is that you're currently on tour and playing with some really good musicians. Where did you find those guys, what's actually the difference between the making of, like, when you're producing Jazz Matez for Guru and the lost and found?
So your first question was about the musicians from where?
Yeah, the musicians you're playing with now, like, I don't know, you are on tour with...
The Seven Grand Players, and we've had guest musicians all across Europe.
Yeah, but I saw the trumpet player on the in Kino Shishka before, and he's really great. So could you tell me something about those musicians?
Well, you know, we put together the Seven Grand Players, and we have, like I said, guest musicians that come in and sit in with the Seven Grand Players. And basically, I made all new musical arrangements to enhance and go along with the music that Guru's created with Jazz Mataz, and of course, we also do some of the Gangstar classics, which we add the musicianship to, you know what I mean, which gives it a whole other level. And of course, the classics that I produce from our catalog, from the Street Scriptures all the way down to the new album.
Okay. What will happen in the future with you and Guru? Are you planning to release some new stuff, some other stuff? And what kind of stuff will that be? That'll be like hip-hop with the jazz mixture or something else?
Well, you know, the difference between, you know, a Jazz Mataz record and of course, a Lost and Found record is two different approaches. Jazz Mataz is really an art form in and of itself that Guru invented, so we approach it from that very artistic musician and, you know, point of view. But when you do a record like Lost and Found or the Street Scriptures, we're basically tapping into that real hip-hop vibe and how we see it. We always like to be ahead of the curve, we like to experiment, and we like to have fun when we're in the studio and just do music that we enjoy. So right now, you know, the album is doing well, Lost and Found. It's the kind of album that the head's got to go and find, you know, and it's not, you know, millions of dollars of promotion behind it. But so far, the critics love the album, the fans love it, so we're excited that people are really, you know, getting into this album. So, you know, we really are promoting it on tour, and we've got the new video out for Lost and Found, which I directed. So, you know, we're just basically out here doing what we need to do to let people access this real hip-hop that Guru and I bring into the world.
Okay, what about some other Seventh Grand some other Seven Grand members, or I don't know, your do you have anything else in Seven Grand, like that he will go out with his record or her record or something like that, or just you and Guru and nobody else?
Well, you know, as it stands, we get a lot of offers to work with different artists, you know, Guru and myself. And, you know, you just never know. You know, basically, we try to look at every project. Of course, I did the remix for Gym Class Heroes with Guru, and that was Guru's first platinum record, the first time Guru, you know, got a platinum plaque in his whole career. So, you know, certain projects come across my desk and, you know, our plate that we want to do, that we want to get involved with. We're doing some stuff with Speech to Bell in London. You know, so it really does depend on what's happening at any given moment. So, you know, you never know. That's what I'm saying. Stay tuned and find out.
Okay. What about, I have like a serious question about the distribution of your stuff in Europe, because I was like in three countries in Europe and I really have some difficulties to find your album. So then I buy it across through internet. So do you plan to have like a bigger like distributing company for Europe? Or?
Well, you know, we're distributed to Universal in Europe, and you know what it is, we're in a time now when physical CDs are really just not selling anymore like they used to. So we've signed very big digital deals, and we are really heavily involved in promoting our music digitally. So we actually, you know, are happy that we're more a digital company, because in our opinion, we believe that the future is digital. We don't believe that people will be buying CDs much longer, physical CDs from stores.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What actually kind of hip hop do you enjoy listening to these days?
I mean, I find myself these days with hip hop becoming so you know homogenous that I find myself listening to a lot of the classics. You know what I mean? But there's some of the new stuff that I'm liking. I like Wale. I like the new Slaughterhouse record. So there's some new stuff that's coming out that I kind of get into. But to be honest, I listen really to a lot of the classics.
Mm-hmm. Some 90s stuff and
yeah. And
you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what can we expect tonight? What can you say to the fans that are listening at the moment?
Well, you know, it is a very original show. It's the number one hip hop and jazz act on the planet, but we have so many different elements to the show. You've got the musicianship, you've got the great arrangements, you've got the great catalog of hits that Guru's done with Gangstar, with Jazzmatazz, you've got all the new material. So, you know, I think that the fans that come out, they're gonna have a great, great time, they're gonna see a great show, and I think it's hip hop that they've, you know, done in a way that they've probably never seen before.
Okay, and you're emceeing it now.
Yeah, I've been in the front with Guru for for some years now, and you know, that's how most of the fans have been introduced to me. You know, my rapping abilities is seeing me live, but of course on the new album I rap on two of the tracks.
Okay, so you will rap today?
Yes, of course.
Okay, because I just saw on internet that you are not just a producer from now on, you're a rapper too. So
yeah.
Okay, we can expect some solo works from you maybe.
Expect a great show. Yeah, it's going to be a great show, and it's a great venue. It's a new venue. The sound system is incredible. I come out and have a great time, a great night of hip hop. Me and Guru, we're here to do it, baby.
Okay. Thank you for your interview, and see you in the venue, so Kinoshishka.
You're most welcome, and big up to all my real hip hop heads in Slovenia, and I look forward to seeing everybody tonight.
Okay.
All right, man.
Thank you. Bye. Peace.
Peace.
Ja, zakaj smo se z Gurujem pogovarjali, oziroma zakaj sem se z njim že tretjič pogovarjal zdaj takole prek telefona? Predvsem zaradi tega, ker seveda danes, kot ste že same dva dosti povedala, v Kinu Šiški nastopa Guru skupaj z zelo dobrim DJ-om, DJ Dubop je z njim na turi, in Solarjem, ki smo ga zdaj na koncu intervjuja poslušali. Nategnova se, ki je rekel, da ne gre spati, čist je zmatran, ko me gleda, in valjda gre spati, zato da bo pol na koncertu lahko sploh kaj od sebe dal. Jaz sem bil na Tonski prejle, ko smo pač bi mogli delati intervju že prej, in ga dva džezarja tam res sekata hip-hop bite, tako na prav hip-hop način. Tako da vsi, ki hočete iti, karte so še v prodaji, Kino Šiška ob 9. devetih se odprejo vrata in tam pa urce kasneje pride ekipca dveh jazz muzičarjev, med katerimi je en dobil trikrat nagrado za najboljšega trobentača v Kanadi, drug je pa itak nek multiinstrumentalist, pa CD preskakuje. Tako da lahko pričakujete v bistvu cel arsenal gurujevega dela, od tega, kar je z Gang Stari delu svojih 15 let do čist novih stvari zmiksane v eno pač skupno celoto, biti bojo, muzičari bojo čez in kot same dva pravta mestra, pestra mešanica džeza in hip-hopa. Torej danes Kino Šiška, vsi, ki vas zanima, pejte, vsi, ki ne, vam bo mogoče žal, lahko da tudi ne, recimo bocu ne bo, ne, ker pač, če ni, če ne stiskajo se kitare, pol mu ni žal in to je to. Naprej pa še kakšen komad z glasbeno opreme Radija Študent in se vidimo v Kino Šiški.
Intervju Radija Študent.